Here we go with another edition of the Baseball Insider, our first so-called summer edition of the Baseball Insider, and here he is, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back, Bill, once again, and the Red Sox are on fire at this point.
They are. They are. They swept the Detroit Tigers, winning, last night. And so tell us a little bit about what's been happening.
Well, last night at Fenway, the Sox, as you mentioned, swept a three-game series of the Tigers, winning 6-2. Michael Walker improved to 6-1 on the season. Allowed two runs over six innings. Rob Refschneider, he was the hero at the plate with a two-run homer. Sox have now won four in a row, 10 of their last 13. They're now 39-31 on the season. Third place in the American League East, but that's still 12.5 games behind the Yankees. But just a half game behind the Blue Jays for second place, and the Sox currently hold the second wildcard spot in the American League. Sox off today. They begin a 9-game road trip tomorrow night with the first three in Cleveland against the Guardians. The road trip also takes the Red Sox to Toronto and to Chicago to play the Cubs.
Just a follow-up on last night's game and some previous ones. This Michael Walker is kind of fun to watch, isn't he?
Certainly is. He definitely attacks the strike zone. He gets the ball, throws it. Obviously, he's not an overpowering guy. He's going to be throwing in the high 90s to 100, but he definitely gets the job done, no doubt about it.
All right, Andy. So usually we drop some names with Red Sox players and notes and so on, and a great place to start is tell us what's happened in the past week since we talked.
Well, we'll start things off last Thursday, which was the last time we spoke. The Red Sox did lose to the A's that night 4-3, but then on Friday, the Sox beat the Cardinals 6-5. The Cardinals did score four runs at the top, but the ninth left the tying run on third base to make things interesting. Then on Saturday, the Sox lost 11-2 to the Cardinals. But then the Sox really got things going on Sunday with a 6-4 win over the Cardinals. Christian Vasquez, a three-run homer in the eighth inning. Trevor Story also hitting a home run in that game. On Monday, Sox beat the Tigers 5-2. Franchi Cordero, three hits, drove in two runs. Josh Winkowski picked up his second win of the season, allowing two runs over 6 2/3 innings of work. Before that game on Monday, Manny Ramirez threw out the first pitch, being honored getting into the Red Sox Hall of Fame. Other members of the 2004 Red Sox were in attendance for that ceremony, David Ortiz, Kevin Millar, and Keith Foulke. Also on Monday, Chris Sale pitched an inning at Fort Myers against the Rays minor leaguers. Sale will continue his rehab process, pitching again on Saturday. Then on Tuesday, the Red Sox beat the Tigers 5-4. Trevor Story, Christian Vasquez hitting home runs again, and Milton's Rich Hill picked up his third win of the year. So things are clicking right now for the Red Sox, but they do have a tough road trip coming up, as I mentioned, and a little note to that road trip, when the Sox do go to Toronto, they will be without their closer, Tanner Houck, because he is not vaccinated. So that's something to keep in mind when the Sox head to Toronto. Also, center fielder Jarren Duran will also be unavailable for the season because he is unvaccinated.
All right. Any other player notes at all, player roster moves or anything?
Well, earlier last week, the Sox did designate infielder Jonathan Arruz for assignment. He was then claimed by the Orioles. So we won't see Jonathan around anytime soon. But the Red Sox have plenty of reinforcements coming up from Worcester, so I don't think he'll be missed all that much.
All right, all right. So we're not playing the Orioles for a while? Is that the deal?
Yeah, not, unfortunately. That would be hopefully some easy wins, but I guess you can't say that all the time. But Red Sox did actually call up from Worcester infielder Jeter Downs. He made his Major League debut last night at third base for the Sox. So that was he came over in that Mookie Betts trade with the Dodgers a couple of years ago.
What's the buzz on him then, Andy?
Well, there was a lot more buzz a couple of years ago. He has struggled in AAA going through the system. He was batting actually close to 200 when he got called up by the Sox, but they did need an extra infielder to bring up for a few days. So, well, to see how he handles the big time. Looked good defensively at third base last night. Did strike out a couple times at the plate, but again, it's his first game, and we'll see how things play out. But definitely, so far, not the big prospect that the Red Sox hoped he would be in that trade for Mookie Betts.
Well, one thing we won't have to worry about how things play out is the event on NESN Plus this afternoon that you share with us weekly. What's happening today, Andy?
This is a good one at 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's a game from June 23rd, 1990. Red Sox on this day. Dwight Evans hitting two home runs, including a walk-off two-run shot in the bottom of the 10th, lifting the Red Sox to a 4-3 win over the Orioles. Evans tied the game in the eighth inning with a home run as well. So if you want to see some good Dewey action this final year with the Red Sox, grab some iced tea, hit the couch at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed and hope for a win today. All right, Andy, what do we have around Major League Baseball? What news do you have to share with us?
Well, former Red Sox outfielder Mookie Betts, who we just mentioned a few minutes ago with the Dodgers, he's on the 10-day injured list. He has a cracked rib. On Wednesday, June 15th, two Astros pitchers, Luis Garcia and Phil Maton, each pitched an immaculate inning, striking out the side on nine pitches against the Rangers. First time in Major League history that a pair of teammates did that in the same game. On Sunday, the 19th, Pirates outfielder Jack Swinski made history after hitting a walk-off home run, a 4-3 win over the Giants. Swinski became the first rookie in Major League history to have a three-home run game that included a walk-off homer. This past weekend, Angels outfielder Mike Trout became the first player in history to hit four game-winning home runs in a series as the Angels beat the Mariners in four out of five games out in Seattle. On Monday, the Yankees became the first team to win 50 games this year. They continue to roll right along. On Tuesdays, Angels DH Shohei Ohtani had two home runs, a career-high 8 RBI, and a 12-11 win over the Royals. And last night, Shohei got up on the mound. He tossed 8 shutout innings. Struck out a career-high 13, blanking the Royals 5-0.
You know, Andy, I can't even remember. I mean, I'm not watching a ton of baseball, but an immaculate inning, so-called, in recent years that I've watched. You know what I mean?
Well, I know Chris Sale had one a few years back. I think it's probably happened a little more than people seem to remember. They started really kind of paying attention to this probably more in the last 5 years or so with this. The stats and everything going on, but I do remember Chris Sale doing it in the last few years. So it does happen on occasion, but to have it twice on the same team, the same game, that's something.
Yeah, no, I was thinking maybe Roger Clemens, and certainly not surprised Sale would have done it too, for sure. All right, anything else, Andy, to share with us before we wrap up this edition of the Baseball Insider?
Well, Commissioner Rob Manfred again voicing concerns about getting new stadiums for the Oakland A's and the Tampa Bay Rays. He said both clubs need to reach new ballpark deals soon, or they can opt to relocate if that doesn't happen. The A's have already explored the possibility of moving to Las Vegas. They've also worked with the city of Oakland to secure a new park at Howard Terminal. Meanwhile, the Rays were denied their proposal to split their season between Tampa and Montreal. So we could see some teams moving down the road if some new stadiums don't get in place, but we'll see how that all plays out. That's kind of been a lingering concern for those two franchises for a little bit of time now, so we'll have to see if this gives them a little bit of a push to get something done.
Yeah, all right. Well, Andy, let me ask you for a closing thought on the Red Sox here. You mentioned Chris Sale. There's really no more news on that, right?
Well, again, he's back on the mound on Saturday for another rehab start. Now, again, he pitched an inning the other day. He might go maybe two innings this time around. The team seems to be hopeful that he'll be coming back sometime in July as a starting pitcher, so we'll have to see how that all plays out as things progress. A little bit of a setback with Nathan Eovaldi has a back issue. They thought he might be able to come off the disabled list when he was first eligible this coming weekend. That's not going to happen. Same with Kike Hernandez. He's dealing with a hip issue. He's going to stay on the disabled list a little longer as well. And then you have Garrett Whitlock. He's starting to ramp things back up to try to come off the injured list as soon as possible there. So some reinforcements coming down the road, but hey, say the people from Worcester have been coming up and doing the job for the Sox as the replacements for these injured players. So that's always good to see. And the Red Sox, they have their work cut out for them with this, you know, road trip going to Cleveland and Toronto, some tough games there, of course, and with wrapping up with the Cubs, you figure they should maybe feast a little bit then. But then the schedule gets real tough through July. You're really going to know the state of the Red Sox after July 31st because they come home after this road trip. They got to play Tampa and the Yankees. Then they go on the road to play Tampa and the Yankees. They come back home for the Jays. Cleveland comes into town, and then the first place, Milwaukee Brewers. So the month of July is going to be a bear for the local nine. So hopefully they are healthy and ready for the task, unless you'll hear someone complaining quite a bit through the month of July here on the Baseball Insider.
And then there's a possibility, exactly, there's a possibility the Yankees could slump too in July. Who knows, but whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Yankees have themselves in good play. They can slump a little bit with the start that they're off to. I mean, obviously, Red Sox fans, you're more or less looking at one of the wild card spots at this point. But again,
yep.
Flip things around. 1978, the Red Sox had a 14-game lead, you know, into the summer, and all heck broke loose, and the Red Sox end up losing the division. So I guess it could happen, but, we'll see.
Yeah, I definitely remember that. That was when I was so into it that it was an emotional fall, that's for sure. All right, Andy, thanks for bringing up those memories, and we'll talk again soon.
Well, looking forward to it.
All right, there he is, MSO New Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone on MSONewsSports.com.